Nearly 95% of Alberta teachers have voted in favor of strike action, and they now have 120 days to initiate that action. On June 10, the Alberta Teachers Association released results of the vote, which was held between June 5 and 8. Overall, 36,862 teachers voted for strike action, with 1,552 voting against. The government needs to act now, because Alberta's kids can't wait. The future of public education, our future, depends on it, said OTA President Jason Schilling in a media release on Tuesday. According to the OTA, the Provincial Executive Council will meet on June 12 to 13 to determine next steps, given the new and enhanced mandate that the teachers of Alberta have provided. Teachers now have 120 days to initiate strike action if a satisfactory resolution to this round of central bargaining cannot be achieved. They are hoping that the timeline gives room for progress at the bargaining table. For too long, teachers have been propping up a system that is under-resourced and overburdened. We are expected to do more with less every year, said Schilling. The Alberta Teachers Association's Provincial Executive Council will now determine next steps, including potential strike dates and actions. However, the association and the Teachers Employer Bargaining Association, TEBA, go back to the table on June 19 and 20, with more dates in August if needed. According to the OTA, large class sizes, increasing classroom complexity, dwindling supports, and wages that do not account for these challenges or keep pace with inflation remain sticking points between teachers and their employers. In early May, 62% of teachers voted to reject recommendations for a collective agreement between the province's school boards and teachers. At the time, Finance Minister Nate Horner said he was disappointed OTA members did not accept the four-year central agreement that would have provided $405 million in new classroom improvements that teachers would have had input on. This initiative would have started in the 2025-2026 school year with a $125 million investment. In a statement Tuesday, Horner reiterated those disappointments. The rejected mediator's recommendation included the same 12% over 4 years general wage increase that has already been accepted by other unions and their members, Horner said in a statement. In addition, the recommendation provided for a grid harmonization for teachers throughout the province. The grid harmonization would have resulted in up to a further 5% wage increase, depending on the teacher's current wage grid. It also included increases of between 3 and 6% in northern incentives and significant market adjustments for substitute teachers.